Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 14th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First, the economy. Americans now spending more on basic necessities like groceries and gasoline. The price of electricity, fruits, vegetables, chicken, beef, fish, all reaching all-time highs as the rate of inflation now tops 4%. The national average for a gallon of gas jumping 10 cents to nearly $3 a gallon after last week's cyber attack against a major pipeline. That transports more than 100 million gallons of fuel a day. That pipeline's now back, but the damage was done because the fossil fuel industry is under pressure from the federal government. Next up, more good news on COVID. The Food and Drug Administration approving the vaccine from Pfizer for 12 to 15-year-olds. This is controversial. It's a personal parental decision. The jab in adolescents and young teens will accelerate the nation's efforts to drive down infections. That's true. Cases are down in all 50 states, with more than 40% of adults now fully inoculated. Some states like West Virginia, Maryland, Michigan, and New Jersey are now considering paying people to get the vax. That's dumb. Nobody should be bribed to get the vax. You don't want it? Don't get it. But I don't think tax money should be going to people who won't get vaxed. Even with COVID diminishing, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes many Americans will continue to cover their faces after the pandemic. He credits masks with slowing the flu down this year. Listen to this. There were less than 2,000 cases of influenza in 2020 compared to 38 million during the winter of 2019. That's amazing. Finally, chaos in the Middle East after 4 years of relative calm under President Trump. Hamas militants firing more than 1,000 missiles into Israeli cities while Palestinians and police clash in Jerusalem. The violence has killed at least 36 people, injured hundreds. President Trump blames the situation, of course he would, on Joe Biden, saying, quote, under Biden, the world is getting more violent because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks, unquote. Is Trump right? You make the call. Next up, our weekly feature, Listeners Sound Off. Right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can write to me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Jim in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Bill, anyone who does not see that the CDC is all political and corrupt is blind or doesn't want to know. You know, Jim, I'm giving the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, a break. The pandemic overwhelmed everybody. And I think the agency is trying to give the best advice. But when you have hundreds of opinions, differing doctors, differing medical experts, and a pandemic that this country hasn't seen since 1918. When you have all that, It is very, very hard for anybody, any agency, to be effective. So I'm cutting the CDC some slack. Al is in Navarre, Florida. Democrats in Congress love to preach to us about gun violence, but they do nothing to address inner cities where the vast majority of gun violence takes place. Instead, they want to take firearms from law-abiding citizens. Why don't the Democrats focus their attention on the inner cities and the gangs? That's an excellent question, Al. It's not just the Democrats, by the way. Republicans ignore the issue as well, because it is a minority situation. The drug gangs in New York City, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and everywhere else are largely minorities, not all African Americans, a lot of Hispanics in there as well. And because of that, it's very touchy, all right? Politicians are afraid to address the racial component of the drug gang violence. And that's why nothing ever happens in Democrat cities like Chicago and New York and L.A. Lee is in Fountain Valley, California. Bill, why do people take illegal drugs when everybody knows how dangerous they are? That's an excellent question too, Lee. But the disease of addiction, and it is a disease, I've seen it in my family, the disease of addiction is not rational. However, what I say is this. If you take fentanyl, for example, it's not a matter of if you're going to die, it's when you're going to die. You will leave this earth if you consistently take fentanyl. If you take heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, the likelihood is you will become a drug addict and hurt everyone around you. So those are facts. And, you know, again, a lot of people just aren't rational. So let's go to Lisa in Fresno, California. Bill, just finished reading Killing the Mob, my favorite killing book yet. Masterfully written and totally captivating. Appreciate that very much, Lisa. Of course, Killing the Mob, number one book in America, top of the New York Times list. We beat Oprah. Wow. Thank you all very much. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. We are very pleased to tell you that my new book, Killing the Mob, is the top seller in the USA. As you may know, it is the 10th killing book, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. That fact stuns me. There was a time, 20 years ago, when I could not get a book published. I remember walking around the local Barnes & Noble saying to myself, am I ever going to have a book in here? Like most authors, it was very, very tough to get publishers to pay me money to write a book. But I was persistent, and I was lucky because I had a television program and I had visibility and an audience. So finally, I was given a book contract. My first was a novel called Those Who Trespass. It did okay. It sold maybe 100,000 copies. Then I wrote a series of political books. You may remember them, The No Spin Zone, Culture Warrior, that kind of thing. But after I had done that, I said, history is really underserved in this country. A lot of writers are boring. I used to be a high school history teacher. The urchins would look at me like, what? Why am I here? Now, I livened up the class because I made everything personal. So I decided to bring that technique to writing history. The first one was Killing Lincoln. 3 million sold. And then the phenomenon grew. Now, Killing the Mob, my latest book, is about evil in America. And the movies, the TV programs have kind of glamorized gangsters, mobsters, but they're not. They're not Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway playing Bonnie and Clyde. They're not Marlon Brando playing Don Corleone. These are really bad people. And today, they control the narcotics industry in the United States, which causes massive death and destruction. But very few people have ever told the truth about the mob. We do that in Killing the Mob. Now this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.